You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
From Shomayim, they permit somebody to kill somebody else because they're jealous of him.
Physical.
You understand, but how could they in Shomayim to permit such a thing that Chaim would kill his brother because he wants another wife?
Shomayim doesn't interfere in the physical world. It's your choice. You have freedom.
Oh, and they let you to do whatever you want?
Hashem gives you the chokmah to do the right thing.
No, but here if Hevel Korban was accepted, obviously, if it's a Shomer Mitzvah, if whoever, like let's say people that go on a trip, you make him Shaliach Mitzvah. It's a Sheluchei Mitzvah in Am Nizurin. So you give him $100 bill and things like that. So then obviously you protect him. So if his Korban was accepted, so now why from Shomayim you didn't protect him? Understand the point? Yeah? Yes. You come to Hanitzach Amma, you're super tzaddik. As the Gemara says, Masechet Berachot, that one of the Tanaim, you know, when he went to Hanitzach Amma, all days he was smiling. All day. You know what that is? Hevel?
Yeah.
Chas Shalom, no.
He was supposed to help his brother, but he ignored. That's why.
No, Chalila Vachas. Kala Kadosh, we have a scenario that when Moshe Avraham Shalom had the appointment that Ribono Shel Olam called the meeting. So it mentions, Vayaster Moshe Panav ki yareh mehabit el ha'elokim. So here we see Moshe Avraham Shalom hesitated to look at the Shekhinah. It says, Vayaster Moshe Panav. So here, Tirunei Zohar bring a very interesting point that actually the reason that Hevel was decreed to death because he looked at the Shekhinah. I mean, all the reason that Kala Kadosh says it applies, like jealousy and that, you know. But the main reason was that he looked at the Shekhinah. So Moshe Avraham Shalom came about to letaken what Hevel did, because he was a Gilgul after Hevel. So one thing that we learn from here, what we learn?
Don't look at the Shekhinah.
No.
Have your head down.
No.
Anything you go through is a
tikkun. Yeah. Well, it's a little bit more delicate. You're here and you have a responsibility to fix something that in the past life somebody did. That means let's say Hevel is waiting for Moshe to cover his face, so don't look at the Shekhinah. You know what I mean? It's a very, very sensitive point that in life, that you think, it's my life, I can do whatever I want, you know, what they call it, I came here to make chayim, that's what they call, you know. Enjoy life, but here you say, no, that's not how it works. So here's the Vayaster, Moshe Panav, Ki, Yare, Mahabit, Elokim, Tirunei Zohar brings, at the moment, Am Shavam Shalom, as Gemara brings, what the three different actions that they took place, and that moment, he fixed what Hevel, thousands of years ago, caused a mistake. You know, at the moment, that he decreed on himself to be killed by his brother. So now Moshe Avraham Shalom comes and fixes it. So now here is Harav Sefat Amir brings a very beautiful point. He says, Vayaser Moshe Panav ki yare mehabit el Elokim. What does Elokim mean?
Creator. Judgment.
Din. Geburah. Harav says a beautiful thing. Harav says, in life, people, they get stuck. What does it mean? Why happened to me? What did I do? Why Hashem is treating me like this? See, it's like this. I'm like this. I'm Sadiq. It's not Sadiq. That means we always focus on the Elohim. Say, why? What happened? Why my life is like this? Why I have to go through this? I love Sefat and Mitzvah. It's a very beautiful thing. He says, Vayaster Moshe Panav. He looked the other way. Why? Because he didn't want to focus on Elohim. He didn't want to say, why? How come? Why, you know, such a thing should happen? So here we see in life people, Chas v'Shalom, they crash, they become paralyzed. Why? Because they keep thinking, why? How come? Why is it like this? Why have to go? Lama! So you say, we have a pasuk say, Lama yomeru agoyim. You know this pasuk? Yeah? You have to read it like that, like this. You have to put a comma and say, Lama! Yomra goyim. So only goyim they say lama, but Yehudi never say lama. So lama yomra goyim, but Yehudi Chas v'Shalom, he never say lama. This is the best thing that has happened to me in life. Kala kedosh today is Sheva Vada. Mashabin Adam v'Shalom. Roe Neiman. That Harav Tanchuma brings Bekarov. Mashabin Adam v'Shalom will come. And he's going to save us from this all the galut and all the disaster. So, but here we have to carry on the guideline of Moshe Ben Adam Shalom, that he was a Roi Neiman. And not only that, his only concern was whatever that he can fix and whatever that he's able to turn on the light, he did for Am Yisrael. That means you have to delete the Elohim from your perspective. Don't look at the Elohim. Look at all the mercy that Hashem has, what the Rachamim He has for us, how thankful we should be to Ribbono Shel Olam, how we have to lohodot to Ribbono Shel Olam, how we have to sing for Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the tachlit, the goal that we have. Shenizkeh shezuchoto yeh ma'arei kol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.